Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Doug Tatum. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of No Man's Land, which is a very important book. He's Associate Professor of Entrepreneurship at Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU, and that's the right chair, I think it's called, that he occupies there at MTSU. And he's our good friend, Doug Tatum. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Welcome to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Doug, as always. Doug, you've been over at MTSU now for a couple of years or so, a couple of 3 years, and bringing along these young entrepreneurial minds. And what has been your experience as you talk to these young people, as you get them in the formative stages of their business careers?
Well, Jim, as you know, I spent the bulk of my career building a large professional services firm, which we sold a couple of years ago. But I will never forget the first day I walked in a class. I had an inclination that perhaps I ought to define the word profit. So on the board, I defined the word as profit was your customer's applause for the value they received. And then I defined profit as the amount that you extracted from your customer to their disadvantage without their knowledge. In other words, almost.
So you had two definition options.
Two definition options. One of them adding value, the other one Marxist. And I was shocked. The vast majority of my students, when I asked them what they believe represented profit in the United States today for businesses and corporations, chose the Marxist version definition of profit. And so I said, well,
they saw profit as extracting something from customers rather than earning the value add that you gave to customers.
Correct. They view profit as extracting something from the customer to their disadvantage, as opposed to the applause that your customers provide you for the value they receive.
And so these weren't poli sci students. These were people in the business school, weren't they?
Yeah, this wasn't Berkeley. This wasn't Berkeley. So I figured it had to do with the way I was presenting it. So I just out of curiosity, I kept doing it for 3 or 4 semesters, and it was so consistent across student. And so what I did is I went to a number of other professors. I said, look, you got to help me out here. So we formed it into a survey, and much to the shock of everybody, that's been the consistent answer across a number of majors, across a number of classes throughout the school. And so I think fundamentally we have a very interesting issue in this country.
The results of your surveys that you've taken several times from business students is profit is a bad thing.
Profit is a bad thing. And so we're actually going to publish that. I think one of my colleagues is putting that together, and I'll get it out. But I just was shocked, as we all were, that we have young people coming up through our educational system, landing in a business school, and again, this is not Berkeley. This is in a great school, by the way, and we end up with that understanding. Now, I can assure you, after I take them through a few real-life case studies of what it's like to get a business up and running, they're literally changing their minds. They're not anti-profit. They're uneducated. They have no idea. Oh, it's a fascinating.
They don't realize that the mother's milk of sustainability, notice I didn't say lining the pockets of the owners, but for small businesses, the mother's milk of sustainability is profit.
Yeah, you're not going to sustain yourself as a business unless you're adding value. Let me say this. One exception that would be crony capitalism.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you expand on that. We'll come back after these messages. Folks, the topic is profit. Is it good? Is it bad? What do you think? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Sure likes to ball. Good golly, Miss Molly. Sure likes to ball. When they're mocking at a ball.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.